Joining us from New York, we have the multi-talented Lila Downs, a singer, songwriter, and artist who will be performing in Toronto at the Harbourfront Centre as part of the Planet Indigenous Program. Self-identified as bicultural, Lila Downs is of Mystic and Scottish-American ancestry, whose diverse identity is ever-present in her work. A body of work that's made of songs about stories, both of a personal and a collective nature. As we can attest from the powerful La Línea, The Border, this is Lila Downs on Ventana al Barrio. This is CKLN 88.1 FM.
Yeah.
On the line, we have Lila Downs. Lila, can you expand on how this biculturalism that you speak of has influenced your life and work?
I'm half Mexican and half North American, and I was very fortunate because I grew up biculturally in both countries. I would go for 1 year in Oaxaca and 1 year in Minnesota. And at the same time, I come from a native Indian group called the Mixtec. The Mixtec are one of 64 different native Indian communities in Mexico. And I was very confused when I was growing up because I didn't understand, you know, what it meant to be kind of a tricultural person. Because you don't get that when you're younger. You just get, you know, people wanting you to be part of their society. So this has been an issue for me, and music has helped me come to terms with my identity, with my Indian identity, my Mexican identity, and also as a human being on this planet.
On your third CD, titled The Border, La Línea, you touched on issues such as identity, land, migration, and so much more. I just wanted you to expand on this complex yet urgent notion of the border, or la línea, in relation to your work and the messages that your songs carry with them.
Well, to me, I think it always represented something I didn't quite understand when I was growing up. All I knew is that I was discriminated against in some form, and of course, this wasn't the only place that this happened. Especially in Mexico, I had these experiences of being on a border as well, because I come from an Indian group, and so the Mexican nationals have a bit of an issue with and towards Indian communities and Indian people. So, and on the other hand, I was the daughter of a Yankee, so I had that in as a border in my life. And this issue becomes very important for me to sing about, especially because my Indian group, many Mixtec people come to the U.S. to work in the fields and risk their lives crossing the border illegally to work in the kitchens as well in the U.S. And I thought it would be important to dedicate a song both in English and also have songs that dealt with the issue in Spanish for the different kinds of communities that I tend to speak to and to sing to. And I composed this song that says, "When did you come to America?" And I put it together with the lyrics of Woody Guthrie, and because he did something very similar to this in the 40s and 50s. To kind of remind, you know, North Americans of from different ethnic backgrounds to remember, you know, about how we have all been on this path of migration at the different phases of life.
On that note, let's move on to a musical break. This is Lila Downs with Pastures of Plenty, This Land Is Your Land, and Land from Border, La Línea. You're listening to CKLN 88.1 FM. Stay tuned for more on Ventana al Barrio.
It's a mighty long road that my poor hands have hold. My poor feet have traveled a long dusty road. Out of your dust bowl and westward we rode. Your deserts was hot and your mountains was cold. I worked on your orchards of peaches and prunes, slept on the ground by the light of your moon. At the edge of your cities, you will see us, and then we come with the dust and we're gone with the wind. California, Arizona, I made all your crops. But it's north up to Oregon to harvest your hops. Dig the beans from the ground, pick the grapes from your vines. To set on your table, your light sparkling white. When did you come to America the free? Who are your ancestors? What is your creed? Who is the father and the son and the we? Where is the spirit that sought liberty? When did you come to America? Long, long before, when the buffalo walked. When did your hands burn like gold? The thing that made this land your pride and your joy. When did you come to America? Your crops, came to build your roads, your cities and your thoughts. Say you don't need me, but you know what you've got. This land is your land and my land and your land. From California to the New York Islands. This land is my land and your land and my land. Forgot. When did you come to America? Garden of Eden, Garden of Rush. Black hearts, the comforts, the dream for what we fought. The cross of roads is here now. We forget our debt too much. I really don't know who I am, but I will. There's a reason for me to be here. Dust is to dust, heavy memory. Even if they grind me, still dust I will be. This land is your land and my land and your land. From California to the New York Islands. This land is your land. Green valleys, I will work till I die, and this land I'll defend with my life. It need be for my pastures of plenty must always be free.
Going back to La Sandunga and then over to Tree of Life and then Border, the stories that are behind each and every one of your songs are complex and telling of the history of peoples both south and north of the Rio Grande. One specific note that we read on your biography talks about a particular case very close to you. regarding the loss of sons who perished far away from their communities in search for a better future.
I was working at a store in the mountains of Oaxaca, and there was a man that knew, you know, people know each other in this little pueblito, which is where I come from, a little town, and they knew that I spoke English. So he brought a death certificate, and he wanted to know, he told me his son had died and that he went to pick up the body in Acapulco, which is a city that is not close to our town, but that was where the body had been sent to. So he went to pick him up there, and on the way back to his little Indian town, he asked me to translate how it is that his son got killed. And so I was just so moved by the fact that something like this was happening in my community, that I wrote a song about it. And from then on, I became very interested in, you know, looking for stories that are meaningful and that have to do with our different realities.
More than a performer, an artist, or a musician, I often think of you as a storyteller. How do you feel about this particular title? Do you think of yourself in these terms?
Yeah, I think I am. I love that because I wish I could do better, you know? There's so many stories to tell and to learn from, and I think if we somehow transmitted that to our younger generations, there would be a lot more wisdom in our cultures, the way that it used to be, the way when there would be more control in a community in terms of carrying the legacy of the ancestors and the lessons that we have learned. I think that definitely telling our stories can help us get to know one another as well and not be so afraid, but rather see how we have common stories cross-culturally. I think there's definitely a lot of people out there who are listening and who are looking for more than what's on the surface. And this is an important time to, you know, think about this in this country, I think, because of how there are certain stereotypes about a racial type or a particular ethnic group in the United States. And I think it's very important, if we can, what I'm trying to do through, like, the song La Cucaracha is trying to take a song that has been a stereotype of the Mexican and try to make it as important as it was, or to carry the kind of meaning that I think it originally had. The metaphor in the cucaracha can be taken literally, or it can be looked at as us. We are the cockroaches, and we cannot dance if we don't have any more materialistic things to live on. So I think sometimes ancient stories and songs and legends have a lot of wisdom in them.
And just very fitting after that comment, I think that we'll play La Cucaracha. So here it is, Lila Downs from One Blood, Una Sangre on CKLN 88.1 FM. You're listening to Ventana al Barrio. Stay tuned for more.
La cucaracha, la cucaracha, que ya no puede caminar porque no tiene. Y en la feria, todo el mundo ya lo sabe, los que llegan al gobierno, porque se puede comprar del Partido Comunista, ya no queda casi nada, ahora todos van buscando cómo hacerse millonada. de naciones, pa' poner sus opiniones. Todos no estaban de acuerdo cuando y dónde bombardear. Se sientan los presidentes en la silla del gobierno, luego mandan a la guerra a la gente de su pueblo. Ábreme la boca, búscame una coca que no quiero trabajar.
Pica, rica, para zapatear. Pido a Víctor Jara, no me vaya a doblegar.
Chama, chama Che Guevara, una petición.
Una cucaracha, por culpa y omisión.
Put out is quite political. Not all songs on one collection may have a political theme, but the overall message seems to be. Do you feel this is the case? Or better yet, what do you hope to communicate with your music?
Well, I guess I think it has a lot to do with why I ended up doing music again. I had been kind of frightened from the operatic scene because I studied classical music and I didn't feel very comfortable within myself and my identity. I had a kind of a crisis, and so I dropped out of the mainstream society and really went for some soul searching and finding about my roots, about my origins, about accepting myself the way that I am. And this taught me to question, you know, the music. I come back to the music because I love to sing, and it's easy for me to sing. But only later on in my life do I really appreciate and learn what it means to be a singer. And I think part of what this great gift is about conducting energy, conducting love, and conducting beauty in a certain way that is only possible through music. Music is one of those amazing gifts that we have, and it has taught me to be in awe towards its existence and what it can give us in humanity. The meanings behind the songs that I have chosen to sing have to do with me learning. It's a you know, it's a constant process that you must work on every day a little bit. It's like ant work. It's like Zen. And I have also been attracted to music where I can express what I believe in my passion and what I dislike about certain things that humans do over other humans. And so that's what I'm writing about. I think when I discovered that there were other songwriters like Mercedes Sosa or Silvio Rodriguez, and of course people like Bob Dylan and, you know, Joni Mitchell, people who are looking to say something else in a different way, you know.
One Blood, Una Sangre is your fourth release, and you're currently on tour. What new projects are you working on at the moment?
We're working on doing some traditional Mexican songs, and also we're working on a project to work with musicians and Creole music from New Orleans, possibly, and Mexico and Brazil.
There is something else that we should be remarking on, and it's your band, the musicians who back you up on each and every one of your CDs. It's quite an impressive ensemble of very, very talented individuals, and I just wanted you to share with our audience more about who they are and how is it that they contribute to your sound and to the end result.
We've been very fortunate to work with musicians from different countries, and when we lived in Philadelphia, we played with different people in Oaxaca, of course, with another band, and now we lived in Mexico City for a long time, and now just recently moved to New York, and so collaborating with people from different places, Brazil and Chile and Peru and Argentina before, and presently also with a New Yorker and my husband who plays the saxophone and the piano from New Jersey.
That's wonderful. We can see how history, your roots, and the diversity that's present in your band and surroundings completely collaborate and bring about a unique and refreshing result.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
And I believe we've come to the end of this very special interview featuring Lila Downs on Ventana al Barrio. I just wanted to get Lila's last comments or the story behind the song we've chosen to close tonight's show. And the name of the song is Brown Paper People, and it comes from the latest release, One Blood, Una Sangre. So Lila, what do you mean when you talk about the hidden continent and the paradise crazy, the gods who were strangers in liquid gold cities? The brown paper people see the footprint and the money, see the funny bird snake man, see the gold in his garden.
Mainly this is the story of colonization, and I tried to make some images that come up in my mind of how we conceive of one another, and brown paper can be the cheapest and the more raw way of conducing something and creating something and on brown paper, and at the same time it can refer to humanity and to our origins. I'm kind of, you know, talking about colonization and how we're looking for the gold. That's what a lot of people are looking for, and maybe it has the name of petroleum or of gas today, right? It's a different thing.
So that's all for us tonight. My name is Susie Alvarez for Ventana al Barrio on CKLN 88.1 FM. And here is Lila Downs with Brown Paper People.
together tomorrow. See the people take over. See the God, then no goodness. Know the free trade and the hunger.